Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with my guests Betty King and Tony Kruko, who have recently had a great victories in their bodies by the power of God and the healing power of God. Now, before attempting to exercise faith for healing, one needs to know what the scriptures plainly teach, that it is just as much God's will to heal the body as it is to save your soul. It is only by knowing that God promises what you are seeking that all uncertainty can be removed and a steadfast faith is made possible. His promises are each a revelation of what God is eager to do for us. Until we know what God's will is, there is nothing to base our faith upon. God's will for everyone is healing. It's not, Jesus never turned anyone down from healing. Anyone that came to him, he said, well, I remember the man with the leprous hand. He said, Lord, I know you can heal me if you're able, if you will. And Jesus said, I will. And his answer was always, I will. So the scriptures and meditating in the scriptures, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, will give you the faith and let your faith grow to receive healing from God. Now, we're making available to you free Dodie Osteen's book. Dodie was healed of cancer. That's the name of the book, Healed of Cancer, Dodie Osteen. And if you'll just call us at 1-800-972-3447, we will send you that book free. Now, I'm going to ask Tony Kruko to tell you what place that book played in his recent victory over death.
Well, about 2 weeks before I took ill on May 2nd, I had this urgency to pray for healing. Somebody needed healing tremendously. And my sister in 2006, this is 2009, was diagnosed with synovial sarcoma, which is a vicious cancer. And so immediately I called her. I said, how are you feeling? I wanted to make sure it wasn't her that I'm getting this unction to pray for. She says, I'm feeling really well. I'm doing well. I didn't tell her why I had called, just slipped it into conversation. Well, on the Wednesday before I took ill on that Saturday, it came over me really strong in my prayer time, pray for healing. And the Lord caused me to read Dodie Osteen's book. I read it in 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. And on Thursday, I believe, I called my sister again. I said, are you sure you're all right? And I said, I just have this unction to pray for somebody, and it's not you that I'm praying for, is it? And she goes, no, I just got back from Rochester, and I have a clean bill of health. I'm cancer-free. And so I resigned to the fact I'm not going to know who I'm praying for. I'll just pray. I submitted. I just said, Lord, whoever it is, you know who it is, mm-hmm. I'll pray. Well, little did I know that I was getting the word, the healing scriptures and this prayer for myself. And he does that, I believe, because your head will try to interfere with the process. And if you know it's yourself that you're praying for, your head may distract what you have to get done. And he had a mission for me on Wednesday, Thursday, and I got that mission done before I fell ill on Saturday and went into a coma.
And in the meantime, you had fed your spirit. You Amen. Have to feed your spirit.
I had built up my spirit for healing.
You had fed your spirit on healing scriptures. I think it's Bosworth that said, we feed our bodies three hot meals a day, three good meals a day, and we feed our spirits two cold snacks a week, mm-hmm. maybe, when we go to church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night. So it's a matter of daily feeding on God's will, which is God's word. You don't have to wonder what's God's will. Oh, what could be the will of the Lord? Oh, what could be the will of the Lord? The Bible is the will of the Lord. His revealed will is in the Word of God. And from the beginning, when he gave us the first redemptive name, Jehovah Rapha, mm-hmm. all through the Bible, it's healing is his will. The Word is medicine to your flesh. Mm-hmm. He sends his Word and heals you. And then when Jesus came, who is the living Word, he never turned anyone down. And it's still his will to heal you. Now, I like this statement by T.L. Osborne because I think the body of Christ has got to pick up something here for others. We've got to pick up. Tony thought he was praying for others. He was praying for himself. He thought he was praying for others, but he was obedient to do it. Now, I'm feeling a real stirring. I know my son, Chip, when God called him to preach at my husband's funeral, and my husband, Brother Hagin, prophesied at the funeral to Chip, your father did not complete his ministry because of feelings of inadequacy. And the feelings of inadequacy, he didn't think he was called, but he had an amazing healing anointing. I'm telling you, he could lay hands on you. There was a young boy who had heart disease. They brought him from, I believe it was Wisconsin, and they brought him to the City of Faith that was then in operation, Brother Oral Roberts Hospital. And the little boy, they gave up on him. He was about five. And they said, there's nothing we can do for him. Before they left to go back to Wisconsin, they brought him by our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Kent laid hands on him, and he was immediately made whole. That little boy, who had never been able to run and jump and play, he could immediately run and jump and play, and he became a track star. I think it was at the University of Wisconsin. So at my husband's funeral, because he never could answer that call, Brother Hagin would prophesy to him, you're not doing what God wanted you to do, you know, and he would start out to do it, and then he wouldn't do it. Well, then the Lord prophesied to Chip at Brother Hagin's, at Kenneth Hagin prophesied to Chip at my husband Kent's funeral. And he said, your father was not able to, he didn't fulfill his ministry because of feeling of inadequacy, but that same anointing that was on him is on you. And you also will have your own anointing, and you will live a long life if you will be faithful. Now, Chip, for a long time, when he first started out preaching, he always ministered to the sick, and he had amazing things happen, and he got kind of away from it. And so Chip and I, we talked not too long ago. You're going to have to go back to that, Chip.
Yes.
You can't lay that down. And Brother Hagin had the same thing in his own life. Mm-hmm. God dealt with him. Brother Hagin never gets sick, and he was up in New York State. He was ministering. These were back in the 70s at Full Gospel Businessmen's, and he got so sick. He said, I am sick as a horse. And Aretha had never heard him say that because he'd gotten his healing years ago. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm sick big. And he went in this hotel room, and the Lord said, you're going to have to lay your own. The only way you're going to get your healing this time is to lay your own hands on yourself and let that healing anointing flow into you. And Brother Hagin laid his hands on himself, and the healing anointing flowed into him and raised him up. And Brother Hagin, and the Lord then said to Brother Hagin, you haven't been doing with the healing anointing what I told you to do, and you're going to have to go back and pick it up again. So he started back then going to little churches. And even though he was out ministering to big crowds by this time, he went back to a little church in, I've forgotten the town, Afton, Oklahoma. Little church. And he began to practice again, laying hands on the sick. You know, you have to give yourself to your ministry. Well, I saw on this poster that somebody sent in to me a statement by T.L. Osborne. Jesus Christ commissioned the 12 disciples to heal the sick in Matthew 10, 7 and 8. He commissioned the 70 to heal the sick. His commission was given to all who believe in Mark 16. There it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It was given to the church in James 5, 14 and 16. The Lord said, pray one for another. Pray the prayer of faith. And it'll heal the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. These commissions, T.L. Osborne said, have never been revoked. He told us to go into all. Everybody talks about the Great Commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Well, divine healing is a part and parcel of the gospel. These commissions, T.L. Osborne said, have never been revoked. Jesus said that even greater works would be done by us in his name than the works he did. So I see, and I have lamented that so much of the body of Christ is sick. I wonder if it's because we haven't kept the commission. What do you think, Betty?
That could possibly be true because it's available. The power of God is available to do the works that he did.
And who has the right to that power?
The sons and daughters of God. We have a right to it. We have the Father in us, we have Jesus in us, and we have the Holy Spirit in us. And that resurrection power is in us, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that gives us the power to raise them from those sicknesses and diseases unto death. We have that power, and we have to let that release that power, that resurrection power, like we release the love that's shed abroad in our heart. We release that love. So we have to release that resurrection power and take authority over it, because Jesus told us we had power over it.
He did. In every one of these commissions, he told us that we had power over it. So what do you think, Tony?
I think a lot of people miss the fact that he said, even greater things shall you do. The things Jesus did on this earth were wonderful. And, you know, to most people, they believe that was in the past. Mm-hmm. But he said, we will do even greater things. Mm-hmm. So we should be outshining what Jesus did on this earth. We should be, and that will be a sign and a wonder to people who don't have Jesus yet, and why you want to have Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. He expects us to manifest his power in this earth. It's called the manifestation of the sons of God. And he says that the creation is waiting for it. They're waiting for you and for me to take this commission. They shouldn't have had to wait, really, 2,000 years. They shouldn't have had to wait that long. It should be, there's some Christians over there. We can take this our brother over there, and they'll pray for him, and the Lord will raise him up.
That's what we need to do.
And we need to do that. We need to take this back, this commission that God gave us, Matthew 10:7-8, Mark 16, James 5:14-16. I think we'll read that one more time here. And the Lord said this. James, of course, the Holy Ghost said it through James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Oh my goodness, how many sick are there among us? Let him call for the elders of the church, the body, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, in the Amplified Bible, it says it makes power available, dynamic in its working. Our prayers have to do with tapping the dunamis power of God. But you have to have faith. You have to believe in what you're saying. You have to believe, first of all, in the book, what the book says. And then you believe in your words, and then you believe in your prayers, that God's going to answer your prayers. Bless the Lord.
And release that resurrection power that already abides in us.
That's right. Release that dunamis power. That's what Ephesians 1 is about, that we would have a revelation about the exceeding greatness of his dunamis that is inside of us, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, I'm really getting excited. I really know that we're going to walk in a lot of divine healing right now. Praise the Lord. Help us, Father, to know and keep ever aware of the wonderful glories you've given us in healing. Shalom, shalom.